WMRA News. I'm Bob Levickin. As expected, Delegate Nick Freitas is the choice of Republicans to challenge Representative Abigail Spanberger in the 7th in November. We check in again with a woman in Harrisonburg whose Mexican-American family has been deeply affected by the spread of COVID-19 in poultry plants. We also travel to Bath County, where tourism has taken a big hit from the pandemic. This is the WMRA Daily from Monday, July 20th. As expected, Republicans in the 7th Congressional District have picked State Delegate Nick Freitas to face off against Democratic Representative Abigail Spanberger this fall. At a party convention Saturday, Freitas defeated Delegate John McGuire and several other candidates after several hours and three rounds of voting before a winner was declared. Freitas had to mount a pricey write-in campaign to keep his state House seat last year. After he failed to get his campaign paperwork in on time, he filed paperwork late again this year for the congressional race. But a state elections board voted to give him and several other candidates in other races an extension. The 7th District covers parts of central Virginia between Charlottesville and the Richmond suburbs. New cases of the novel coronavirus continue to climb back up in Virginia, driven mostly by a surge in the Hampton Roads area. The average of new cases is now close to 1,000 per day after dropping to near 500 in June, according to the Virginia Public Access Project. In Harrisonburg, the number of cases surpassed 1,000 over the weekend, according to the Virginia Department of Health. More than 1,900 people in Virginia have died from COVID-19, and with an additional 104 probable deaths from the disease, that number is now over 2,000. In May, we brought you the story of a Mexican-American woman whose family was deeply impacted by the spread of COVID-19 in poultry plants. Virginia Public Radio's Kat Modlin Jackson checked in again with Liz Zavala. After Virginia last week became the first state to pass mandatory workplace safety rules amidst the pandemic.
Zavala has stayed busy since she lost her grandmother to the virus earlier this year. When she's not at one of her two jobs, she's advocating for workers' rights. Zavala says the new regulations are a beacon for what's to come.
Yeah, that's a big step. I think that took a lot of work for a lot of people, and it brings me a lot of hope that there's going to be more.
More, she says, like paid sick leave and higher wages. For some, that's a topic of conversation. For Zavala, it's personal.
I work in fast food and I make more than my mom, and she's worked there for 11 years.
Her mother works at one of the poultry plants around Harrisonburg. After coming into contact with a worker who'd contracted COVID-19, Zavala's mom had to take 2 weeks of unpaid leave. In this era of massive momentum around social justice, Zavala encourages others like her to share their stories.
As a minority, as someone who is being impacted by injustices, don't stop because someone will listen. People will listen. There will be change eventually.
In a few weeks, the rising junior at George Mason University will resume her coursework. Zavala's major, government and international politics. I'm Kat Modlin Jackson.
Almost a million jobs in Virginia were preserved by the Paycheck Protection Program, according to new data from the Small Business Administration. But as Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope reports, that does not help people who work for big businesses.
The Paycheck Protection Program was designed to help employees at small businesses. But most people in Virginia work for big businesses, corporations like Dominion Energy or Smithfield. Senator Mark Warner wants to expand a part of the CARES Act known as the Employee Retention Tax Credit. He says his proposal is a way to prevent furloughed workers at big businesses from losing their health insurance.
While you could say, well, those folks go on Medicaid, I think it would be much simpler to simply keep them attached to their employer through the use of the Employee Retention Tax Credit, a piece of legislation that I got into the previous CARES bill.
Garrett Watson at the Tax Foundation says Warner's tweak to the existing credit will clear up confusion about health care available to furloughed workers.
It eliminates any limitation and says for any employee where you've seen a decline in revenue, you can cover the health insurance through this credit. So it knocks out a lot of those question marks and limitations as it relates to using the credit for health insurance specifically.
Several other versions of this tweak are floating around Congress right now, but Warner's is the most generous, offering up to $90,000 a year for each employee. I'm Michael Pope.
While the pandemic has largely spared rural Virginia, the economies of many communities have taken a big hit. That's clearly the case in Bath County, which relies heavily on tourism. Unemployment in Bath County has risen to more than 20%. Virginia Public Radio's Sandy Hausman reports.
In his small office on the main road passing through Warm Springs, Virginia, Mike Bollinger keeps an ear on the police scanner. As Bath County editor for the weekly newspaper, he needs to know what's going on. If there's a wreck or a drug bust or something more entertaining.
Sometimes the scanner can be a source of amusement when the deputies are having to wrangle the cattle out of the highway.
But the big news this year came from 5 miles down the road, where since 1766, the homestead has hosted guests. Now owned by Omni Hotels and Resorts, Lynn Swan is its director of marketing and communications.
We have 483 guest rooms. We're on 2,300 acres, and we have activities including our beautiful spa, 2 championship golf courses, falconry, mountain biking, equestrian center, shooting club.
The homestead is the largest employer in the county, with 700 people on the payroll. And when the parent company decided to close the place in response to COVID, most of them were furloughed. At the time, 3 months ago, there were no cases of COVID in Bath. But County Administrator Ashton Harrison says the decision was a big blow to his budget.
Since the start of this, our revenue from meals and lodging taxes is down over 90%.
Most of the homestead's employees qualified for unemployment compensation and federal aid, but that money didn't arrive immediately. So the county teamed up with the local food bank to keep the community fed and voted to raise taxes. At another resort, the Fort Lewis Lodge, innkeeper David Cowden did the paperwork to qualify for the payroll protection program.
Even though we weren't open, we could still pay our staff, and we actually took the opportunity to do some renovations in our dining room, do some deep cleaning of spaces that otherwise, you know, would have waited for a month or two.
And now the place has reopened. Cowden doesn't think he'll make up for the money lost, but so far business is good.
Some of the midweek bookings that we wouldn't ordinarily get are really strong because, you know, people are canceling overseas trips, cruise trips, flights. They're staying local, and that seems to be benefiting us.
That's not to say it's business as usual at Fort Lewis. Innkeeper Aaron Cowden says staffers wear masks, and some rooms remain empty, so social distancing at meals is possible.
We're operating at less than full capacity right now, just to make sure our dining room specifically doesn't get overcrowded.
At the Omni, guests are required to make a reservation if they want to use the pool, and staffers wear masks and gloves. But those things may not be enough to keep COVID away now that guests are back. Again, Mike Bollinger, Bath County News Editor for the Weekly Recorder.
I mean, just me yesterday meandering around, I saw 3 cars with Florida tags. Well, we all know what Florida's doing. We've had people that live here who have recently vacationed in Myrtle Beach. In Roanoke, for example, there have been like 60-plus cases of people tested positive after they came back from Myrtle Beach.
In our next report, a look at Bath County's silver linings, how local people are making the best of a strange situation, and why changes made now could bode well for the future. I'm Sandy Hausman.
Finally today, you want to get a bottle of vodka at the local ABC store? You will need a mask. Virginia's state-owned liquor stores say they will not let anyone not wearing a mask into their stores starting today as part of an attempt to slow the spread of the coronavirus. The Richmond Times-Dispatch reports that the Virginia Alcoholic Beverage Control Authority will post greeters at the front of stores to prevent people without masks from entering and to offer curbside pickup options. The agency already requires masks be worn in stores, but has not previously denied entry to people without them. Governor Ralph Northam has issued a mandate that masks be worn in all retail stores. He recently asked business owners to be more aggressive in denying service to people who refuse to wear them. For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening. Stay safely connected. When you go out, wear a face covering, whether it's a mask or a bandana or an old t-shirt. It protects other people. But stay home in the air conditioning if you can. If you have to be out, drink plenty of water. We have a heat advisory in effect for today with temperatures into the 90s and heat index values over 100. So stay safe and cool if you can. And enjoy your Monday.